Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This team is on a relentless tear.
This is a serious month, guys.
Here we go.
I'm about to show you dedication. Building myself up for renovation. And this a ode to my enemies. I ain't got the energy. Believe you don't want to see my inner beast.
Oh! A walk-off home run for Cody Bellinger. Put on and miss strike three. 3,000 strikeouts for Max Scherzer.
This is a playoff edition of Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck. A pregame look at your world champion LA Dodgers as they try to defend their crown. LA Dodgers playoff baseball is brought to you by Chevrolet.
Buy new roads.
California Earthquake Authority.
Be earthquake ready. Visit earthquakeauthority.com.
WSS.
All about shoes, always near you. Shop WSS.com.
Sam and Ash Injury Law.
Because you deserve what's right.
Owning.com.
Bringing trust and simplicity to real estate and mortgage.
Your SoCal Toyota dealers.
We make it easy.
And now your host for Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck, Tim Cates.
Hi, everybody, and welcome in to Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck. Hope you are well on this Sunday afternoon. Your world champion Los Angeles Dodgers in Atlanta as they take on the Braves in Game 2 of the National League Championship Series. After getting walked off last night in the series opener, the Dodgers look to even things up in Game 2 tonight. Max Scherzer on the mound. First pitch from Atlanta is coming up at 4:37. Coming up over the next hour here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck. We got a lot to get to. We're going to hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts coming up shortly. The Dodgers today, their lineup, no Justin Turner. We'll get the latest on how he's feeling and why he's not in the lineup. We'll get you the complete starting lineup for both teams. We'll preview this Game 2 pitching matchup. In 30 minutes, it's your chance to play the Six Flags Wicked Good Play of the Game contest. In 45 minutes, David Vasse will sit down with Dodger third base coach Dino Ebel. Kirsten Watson is at Truist Park in Atlanta. She'll stop by shortly. And in just a couple of minutes, we'll send it out to the booth with Charlie Steiner and Rick Monday. Well, last night in Atlanta, base running mistakes and missed chances did in the Dodgers. Corey Knebel got the start as the opener. He went one inning, had some control issues, a wild pitch, scored a runner from third, and the Braves took the early 1-0 lead. The Dodgers offense able to get that run back in the top of the second with two outs. A.J. Pollock, a double to right. Next batter, Chris Taylor, a single to left. That scored Pollock, and the game was tied at one. The Dodgers going with the bullpen game. They gave the ball to Phil Bickford, who struck out the side in the second. Justin Brule struck out two in a scoreless third inning. The Dodgers got after Braves starter Max Fried again in the top half of the fourth inning. This time, it was Will Smith.
Max Fried in 12 starts since the beginning of August. 8-0 and a 1.35 ERA. As Smith launches one to left and deep on its way, and it is gone, a home run. Will Smith, his third home run of the postseason, has given the Dodgers a 2-1 lead.
Solo home run for Will, 416 feet to left. That's the top-tier play on the game, brought to you by Arco. Quality top-tier gas for less. Dodgers a 2-1 lead. The next guy at the Dodger bullpen in the bottom of the fourth was Tony Gonsolin, who got two quick outs before giving up the lead. Austin Riley, a solo home run to left. Dodgers and Braves tied again at two. Gonsolin went an inning and two-thirds. Alex Vesia was next. He got one inning. Joe Kelly then a scoreless inning. Kenley Jansen got the eighth and put up a zero. In the ninth, the Dodgers got something going with two outs. Chris Taylor drew a walk. Cody Bellinger then singled to right, but CT3 with a base-running blunder and thrown out to end the inning. Golden opportunity wasted for the Dodgers. In the bottom of the ninth, it belonged to Blake Treinen. He got Freddie Freeman to strike out. Ozzie Albies a single to center. He stole second, and that brought up Austin Riley.
41,815 at Truist Park. There's a line drive, base hit in the left field, and the Braves will walk it off. A one-out single for Albies. He steals second. And Riley with a line drive shot to left. And the Braves take a one-game-to-none lead on the walk-off hit by Austin Riley off Blake Treinen.
Braves take game one on the walk-off RBI single, 3-2 to final. The Dodgers had their opportunities. They out-hit the Braves. They went 1-for-8, though, with runners in scoring position. They stranded 7 runners on base. A tough loss for the Dodgers, but they have to turn the page. New day, new game. Tonight, Max Scherzer on the mound for game two of this NLCS. First pitch from Atlanta at 4:37. And with more, we welcome in Charlie Steiner and Rick Monday, guys.
All right, Tim, we get ready for the second game of the National League Championship Series. Stop me if you've heard this before. Atlanta won the first game of the 2020 National League Championship Series by a score of 5-1. Blake Treinen took the loss in that first game. Austin Riley hit a big ninth-inning home run to clinch the win for Atlanta a year ago. Last night, Blake Treinen took the loss. And Austin Riley had the game-winning hit in the bottom half of the ninth inning, the 3-2 final. Last night, a bullpen game for the Dodgers. 8 pitchers, 6 hits, 14 strikeouts. Didn't walk anybody, yet lost 3-2. In game 3 against the Giants in the division series, the Dodgers struck out 14 San Franciscans and yet lost 1-0.
Yeah, the Dodgers, I thought last night early in the ballgame, did some very good adjusting as far as how they were going to battle Max Fried, in particular his curveball. They handled that very, very well. But then later on in the ballgame, a few things really kind of stick out. The Dodgers, well, they gave a run away in that very first inning with Corey Knebel, who was the opener, if you will. Because of a base hit, then there was a stolen base, one of two really big stolen bases last night for the Atlanta Braves. And then Rosario moves over to third base. He scores on that wild pitch. Was it a wild pitch or was it a pass ball? Regardless, it was one big run. Then the Dodgers ran themselves out of a situation in the ninth inning with Chris Taylor. And then the bottom of the ninth, there's another big stolen base that is given up. And that really put the what proved to be the winning run into scoring position.
The Dodgers surrendered more stolen bases than any other team in the National League this year. Atlanta didn't even try to steal a base against Milwaukee. They stole 2 last night. They were 2-for-2. And both of those stolen bases would end up in runs.
Yeah, and you don't think that's going to change tonight if they get the chance, do you? Max Scherzer, yes, he is going to be on the mound. Only 6 stolen bases against Max in 13 attempts this year. So maybe he can kind of quell that attention as far as the Atlanta Braves go. But the Dodgers tonight, Charlie, also changing around their lineup because, as we discovered, it was Justin Turner who in batting practice yesterday had a stinger to his neck. And Dave Roberts said, hey, look, during the ball game, they noticed he was not able to really look to his right. So it's not going to be Turner at third base. It's going to be Chris Taylor at third. Cody Bellinger is at first. And Gavin Lux gets another start in center field.
Turner had been struggling at the plate, the neck injury notwithstanding, hitting just 107 in the postseason. So he is out. It had been 77 consecutive postseason starts for Justin Turner. He hadn't missed a start since 2014, game 4 of the NLDS against the Cardinals. Scherzer and Ian Anderson tonight's pitchers, and we will detail that pitching matchup a little bit later on in the hour, Tim.
All right, thank you, Charlie. Coming up here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck. We'll hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts all about Justin Turner and the stinger. We'll check in with Dodger third base coach Dino Ebel. David Vasse is at Truist Park with all the latest. We'll break down this pitching matchup. We'll have your chance to play the Six Flags Wicked Good Play of the Game contest. All that's coming up. But up next, Kirsten Watson from Truist Park in Atlanta will check in as we lead you up to Game 2 of the National League Championship Series. Dodgers and Braves, first pitch of 4:37. I'm Tim Cates. It's the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's game two of the NLCS. Dodgers and Braves. Max Scherzer, Ian Anderson, the pitching matchup in game two. First pitch from Atlanta is coming up at 4:37.
Fly ball, the center field. It's way back at the wall. Gone, a home run.
The best drive of the game. Brought to you by Adriana's Insurance.
3-2 pitch to Taylor with Pollock leading from second. Here it comes. Drilled into left center field for a base hit. Pollock will come in to score on Chris Taylor's RBI hit. And the Dodgers have just tied the Braves 1-1.
Chris Taylor with the RBI single, scoring A.J. Pollock in the second, but the Braves would walk off the Dodgers with a 3-2 win and take game one. Speaking of the best drive of the game, if you want to save on your auto insurance, only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. More options, no contract, just savings. Call them at 800-498-7000, 800-498-7000.
This is Kirsten's Corner.
Come out of the corner now.
With Kirsten Watson.
Kirsten now joins us from Atlanta before game two of this NLCS. Dodgers and Braves brought to you by Cars for Kids. And Kirsten, the big news, no Justin Turner in the lineup. He hasn't been in a postseason game for the Dodgers in like 7 years.
Yeah, so with Justin Turner, yesterday during batting practice, he's playing with a bit of a neck stinger. That's what Dave Roberts called it. And yesterday when he was taking BP, Chris Taylor was actually on the field taking some reps at third base because they were kind of just trying to see where he was at and if he was going to be okay to play. Obviously, yesterday we saw that he did play. But today when he woke up, he wasn't really feeling any better, and so they tried some treatment. But they just think it's the better decision, just kind of make sure that he's feeling better and giving him today kind of just to rest and kind of help figure out what's happening there with his neck and continuing treatment. So we will be seeing Chris Taylor at third base. And obviously, you know, we saw Chris Taylor dealing with a little bit of a neck stinger earlier. So it's something you want to be careful with. He said that he kind of was struggling when, like, looking towards the right. And even Dave Roberts said after the game, that he noticed after the game with Justin Turner that there was a play when he kind of like looked up and he couldn't really, you could see it was bothering him. So like I mentioned, just kind of being very precautionary with it and making sure that he's okay before they get him back out there. So hopefully we'll see. He's available off the bench. I should add that. And hopefully we'll see him back in the lineup when we get back to L.A.
This is game two before they head back to L.A. for the next three. The Dodgers down 0-1 in this series already. It's pretty important they go back home to Dodger Stadium tied up at a game apiece.
Yeah, and I mean, it's funny. I brought this question up with some of the guys that I talked to today, and while they definitely agreed that, you know, you do want to split the series early and, you know, kind of carry the momentum when you head back home, which obviously to Dodger Stadium, in which the team has been fantastic. I mean, they pretty much always win at home, so that's something they want to keep continuing that. But also, it is the postseason, and, you know, you don't want to put too much pressure on it. So Mookie Betts told me today they need to execute on certain things. They were getting hits yesterday, but they weren't bringing runners in to score on those hits. So, you know, they kind of have to balance that and really pass the baton, as they always say, and make sure they're stringing together the hits, because that's kind of where they struggled with it yesterday. But it was taking a positive, you know, that there were a good amount of hits and the offense was clicking in some ways. And so carrying that, taking that into today, but also making sure that they're just kind of continuing playing their game and relieving themselves from some of the pressures, because obviously, like you saw last year, I mean, look, they were down 3-1 and came back to win. So they know what they're capable of doing. So I think the energy is telling me there's going to be a good day for the Dodgers. here in
Atlanta. It's always good when you got Max Scherzer on the mound. So, Kiersten, great stuff. We'll check in with you after Game 2 tonight. Kiersten's Corner, sponsored by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call them today at 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or go online at carsforkids.org. That's Cars with a K. Still to come here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll preview this Game 2 pitching matchup. We'll hear from Dodger third base coach Dino Ebel, but up next, we're going to get you an injury report, and we're going to hear specifically from Dodgers manager Dave Roberts. Get you an update on Justin Turner and everything else. It's Game 2 of the NLCS from Atlanta, Dodgers and Braves. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Game 2 of the NLCS. Dodgers and Braves from Atlanta. Dodgers down 0-1 in this best-of-seven series. Max Scherzer, Ian Anderson, the pitching matchup tonight. First pitch from Truist Park, set for 437.
This is the LA Dodgers Injury Report.
Well, Justin Turner, a stinger in his right side of his neck. He is not in the lineup today. Dave Roberts said the injury. Well, you'll hear more from Dave coming up in just a minute on the injury. Clayton Kershaw out of the postseason with the left forearm and arm injury. Max Muncy not on this NLCS roster because of the dislocated elbow. Let's head back out to Truist Park in Atlanta, and let's hear from more from the Dodgers skipper on Justin Turner and the Dodgers team before Game 2.
Anything else for Dave?
Dave, do you think...
Other questions for Dave?
Dave, can you just describe...
Dave, can you talk about the pressure?
In the Dugout with Dave Roberts.
Hey, Dave, with Justin Turner. He's not in the lineup today. Is it just a routine off day for him?
No. Yesterday during batting practice, he had a stinger, the right side of his neck. And we tried to treat it. We did treat it. And... he felt that he wanted to give it a go and try to play through it. Couldn't turn his head to the right, and got through the game. Woke up feeling very similar. So I think that, you know, obviously Justin will do anything we ask, but I just don't think it's right to put him in that spot. And for us as a club, and I think we have other options also. So I think today it's more of save him for a big spot to pinch hit. And we'll have an off day tomorrow, and my expectation is he'll be back in lineup for Game 3.
Yeah, Dave, had Justin had any neck problems prior to this coming up yesterday?
No. It was yesterday. His pregame work was good. It happened in the middle of batting practice, and he just couldn't look to his right. And even on one of those plays last night defensively on a pop-up, you could tell he couldn't move his head. And so, yeah, that's where we're at.
Staying on the neck, I assume CT3 is okay after the little collision.
The collisions, he's fine, yes.
And obviously this is not related to the injury, but Justin has been struggling a little bit in the postseason. What have you seen in his at-bat?
Certainly when guys are struggling, it's a combo. It's the chase, and when you do get pitches to handle, you're not finishing the at-bat. So I think that's what's happening to Justin. I think a lot of our guys are a little bit caught in between on velocity versus spin. So it's more about just the mindset of being aggressive in your zone and what you're good at. And everything outside of that, try not to offer at it. You know, and again, it's a lot easier said than done. And then if you get two strikes, you got to just fight and compete.
All right, that's manager Dave Roberts. His pregame thoughts on Justin Turner and his neck injury. When we come back here on Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck, we'll check in with David Vasse out of Truist Park in Atlanta as we lead you up to first pitch. It's game two of the NLCS. Dodgers and Braves, first pitch at 4:37. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Leading you up to Dodgers and Braves, it's game two of the NLCS. Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck continues. Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. It's Max Scherzer and Ian Anderson, the pitching matchup from Atlanta. First pitch coming up at 4:37.
Joining Tim Cates on Dodgers on Deck.
I accept everybody for who they are.
This is Dodger Insider, David Vasse.
Then Dave is live at Truist Park in Atlanta before game two. Max Scherzer on the mound. And Dave, he's certainly familiar with this Braves team.
Yeah, pitching all those years with the Nationals in the NL East, he definitely knows these guys and has seen them rise to a powerhouse out here on the East Coast. And Braves manager Brian Snicker was asked about this Scherzer compared to the old Scherzer, and he said, bottom line, he's Max Scherzer, so we have our hands full tonight. And the one thing that Max talked about yesterday was about facing this lineup and how good they are, especially Freddie Freeman. He said Freddie Freeman was the best left-handed hitter he has faced in the last 7 years.
Because he has the ability to hit every pitch. Doesn't matter what pitch you throw. If you overexpose any one of your pitches, I mean, he can hit it out of the ballpark at will. Even if you throw a pretty good location, you know, you locate it pretty good, that doesn't matter against him. You can still hit it out of the ballpark. So you can pitch to him. You can get him out. I have in the past. But I also know you make a mistake, I mean, it can change the ball game in a flash. And, you know, you relish those type of matchups. You relish those type of battles because, you know, it really pushes yourself to be at your best, if not even find new ways to have to try to get him out.
And Freddie Freeman is hitting second again for the Braves. Last night, they kept him in containment, striking him out all four times. But obviously, Austin Riley is another big factor in this Atlanta lineup, Tim.
Dave, we saw during the regular season in particular where teams like the Giants and Padres stealing bases off the Dodger pitchers. What are they doing to combat that?
Yeah, that's a great question. It doesn't seem like they're doing too much about it because you could do a number of different things to try to stop the runner from advancing. And I asked Will Smith earlier today about that because he seems to get the spotlight put on him, but there's not much he can do when Blake Treinen to the plate is taking 1.8 seconds when the major league average is 1.3 seconds to deliver to home plate.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, been a point of emphasis. You know, we got exposed early in the year in that part of the game, and, you know, we've done a lot better job. But, yeah, last night they got two on us that ended up scoring, and, you know, we got to clean that up going forward.
Is there a philosophy of we're not going to change who we are as pitchers and we're just going to try to get the next guy out? What can be done?
No, I mean, each individual pitcher, you know, is shortening their leg kick up, working some slide steps. You know, their pickoff moves have gotten a lot better. You know, throwing some inside moves at second, some pickoffs at second, and, you know, do what we can. But end of the day, they got to execute it, and we got to do a little better at it.
Yeah, Will's trying to protect his pitching staff, and that's very valiant of him to do. But Dave Roberts came in, and you just heard him, Tim, say that basically pitchers don't want to slide step because they feel like it would affect the execution of their pitches. So the Dodgers have come to an agreement with their relief pitchers that it's more important to execute your pitch than to try to come up with a pickoff move or a slide step. But I did talk to Ron Darling just a couple of minutes ago, and he told me there's something else you could do. How about a pitch out? And that's something that has not been mentioned by anybody over the course of the season.
Dave, great stuff as always. We'll check back with you in just a couple of minutes. Brought to you by the Ford F-150, where combined toughness and intelligence. Test drive one at your local Southern California Ford dealership today. All right, I need three contestants because it's time for the Six Flags Wicked Good Play of the Game contest. 866-987-2570. You predict the player and the inning, the most wicked good play will happen. And if you're correct, you're going to win season passes to Six Flags Magic Mountain. 866-987-2570. It's game two of the National League Championship Series. Dodgers and Braves, first pitch at 437. I'm Tim Cates, this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
Well hit. It's on its way. It's gone. Mookie Betts with a home run.
This is the official home of your world champion LA Dodgers.
Well, the Dodgers now back in the game.
Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck continues.
It's game two of the NLCS from Atlanta, Dodgers and Braves. Dodgers down 0-1 of this best-of-seven series. Max Scherzer on Ian Anderson in the pitching matchup. First pitch set for 437. Right now, though, let's find out who's in and who's out of the Dodger lineup.
Gone, a home run!
This is today's starting lineups, brought to you by In-N-Out.
That's what a hamburger is all about.
Since 1948, In-N-Out has been making their burgers fresh to order from the highest quality ingredients. It's a family tradition, and that's what a hamburger is all about. Leading off in right field, Mookie Betts. At shortstop, Corey Seager. At second base, Trey Turner. Batting cleanup and catching is Will Smith. Batting fifth and center field is Gavin Lux. Batting third base is Chris Taylor. Batting sixth, batting seventh at first base is Cody Bellinger. Batting eighth in left field, A.J. Pollock. And batting ninth, your starting pitcher, number 31, Max Scherzer.
This is the Six Flags Wicked Good Play of the Game.
Brought to you by Six Flags Magic Mountain, where Fright Fest is back and the thrills and frights are calling Fridays through Sundays in October. All right, we got our three contestants. Noe, you're first up. What is your guess?
Corey Seager in the third.
Corey Seager in the third inning. All right, good luck to you. Our next contestant is Sean. Sean, welcome. What is your guess?
I'm going to take Mookie in the seventh.
Mookie Betts in the seventh inning. All right, good luck to you. Mike is our third and final contestant. Mike, welcome. What's your guess?
I got Corey Bellinger in the seventh.
Corey Bellinger in the seventh. Cody Bellinger in the seventh inning. Good luck to you, Mike. Good luck to Sean, and good luck to Noe, our three contestants in the Six Flags Wicked Good Play of the Game contest. When we come back here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck, we'll check back in with Rick Monday and David Vasse as we lead you up to first pitch on this Sunday afternoon. It's the Dodgers and Braves, game two of the NLCS. First pitch from Atlanta is at 437. I'm Tim Cates, it's the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's game two, the National League Championship Series from Atlanta, Dodgers and Braves. Braves, a 1-0 series lead after walking off the Dodgers last night. Max Scherzer on the mound. Ian Anderson will go for Atlanta. First pitch from Truist Park coming up at 437. Still to come, we'll get you the keys to the game. Plus, we'll dive deeper into this game two pitching matchup. But first,
and now, joined by David Vasse, here's LA Dodgers broadcaster and World Series champion Dodger, Rick Monday.
Rick, the Dodgers have to turn the page to game two of the NLCS after allowing the Braves to run and score two runs last night to help them win.
Yeah, exactly. And you need to throw some roadblocks. You know, we sent you to Atlanta for you to really be the kind of that special influencer, right? So if things don't go well tonight, we're going to send you to the principal's office. But the Dodgers have to tighten the belts and do a little better job. You know, they understood, okay, they dropped the first game of that best two out of three to San Francisco, and they knew full well that the experts were saying, well, the team that wins game one of the division series goes on to win about 72% of the time. Well, now the experts are coming out and say game one, the winner of that, if you look overall in the series, about 62% of the time. We might add also that the Atlanta Braves won game one of the championship series last year. How did that wind up? Well, the Dodgers were victorious. They went on to the World Series. That being said, the Dodgers made, well, a defensive play that was not made last night. It was ruled in the first inning, a wild pitch. In my estimation, it should have been a pass ball. And for Will Smith, did not be able to knock the ball down. And that was after a stolen base. And then you move over to third. Then there's a wild pitch. So that's a gift run. And then the big stolen base also in the ninth inning. The Dodgers have not done a very good job this season in stopping the stolen base, and it proved to be large twice last night.
And, Rick, you would imagine Brian Snicker is going to take advantage of that again tonight if they get the right runners on base.
Yeah, and the right pitchers on top of it. I thought it was interesting that you asked Dave Roberts some questions earlier today in the media scrum, and it was about the stolen base, and he had some interesting comments. You know, and he mentioned the fact, the same thing that, that I talk about, is that you want, ideally, 1.3 seconds or less from a pitcher once it comes into the stretch position and then deliver the ball to his catcher, 1.3 seconds or less. And he said, well, that's without compromising your stuff that you have on the mound. And then he made a comment that I actually wrote down. He said, executing a pitch is more important than stopping the stolen base. I found that very interesting. And if we look at last night, it was 1.8 seconds. 1.87 to be exact, almost 1.9, with Blake Treinen allowing Ozzie Albies to steal second base with one out in the ninth inning. Eventually scores Austin Riley in his first career walk-off base hit. So the Braves, yes, they take game one of the series. The Dodgers have to play better. Very quickly, and I'll talk about it a little bit more on the pregame show when Charlie and I are talking during the game. I thought the Dodgers offensively last night did a very good job against Max Fried in making some adjustments to his pitches, and they allowed the pitches to come to them a little bit more. One thing that did catch me a little bit by surprise is reading Trey Turner saying he feels that he needs to be more aggressive at home plate. And I'm thinking, no, you need to be more patient because he's swinging at pitches even in the dirt.
Yeah, if you're an opposing pitcher, why even throw anything in the strike zone to Trey Turner? He seems to be chasing quite a bit this postseason.
Yeah, and I think that that's a normal thing that happens when you get to postseason play. You're trying so hard, David, to represent your ball club and trying so hard to step forward, take off really the burden of having to come through of your teammates. You say, okay, I'm going to help them out. I'm going to do it. You get a little overly zealous at home plate, so you need to kind of slow the game down a little bit. Easier said than done.
No doubt, Rick. You know that better than most of us since you were able to slow it down so many times in your career. And I feel like tonight, Rick, it will be a happy flight back to Los Angeles, and this series will be tied at one.
Well, I'll tell you what. If that's the case, there'd be a lot of us that would volunteer to come to the airport and pick you up tonight. So go ahead, tell the guys we'll be doing that. They're going to be about the services, at least at the start of Justin Turner, a neck issue, and it really limited him in last night's ball game. So the Dodgers have to pick things up, and Cody Bellinger at first. Gavin Lux starts in center field, and Chris Taylor is starting at third base.
They got enough good players to put up some runs tonight, Rick. Let's see if they can do it.
And they also have the rooting session of David Massey present and accounted for in Atlanta.
No doubt. I have made my presence felt already and hopefully loosened up the bunch, Rick, to make sure they're ready. We'll talk to you and Charlie a little bit later in the show. For now, Tim, we'll send it back to you.
All right, thank you, Dave. Thank you, Rick. Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Owning. With today's low mortgage rates and rising home values, why not refinance with Owning? It's quick and easy. Just call 833-2-OWNING. Still to come here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll get to a preview of this pitching matchup. Charlie and Rick will have the keys to the game, but up next, we go high and tight with Dodger third base coach Dino Ebel. It's the Dodgers and Braves, game two of the NLCS. I'm Tim Cates, this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Leading up to Dodgers and Braves, Morongo Casino. Dodgers on Deck continues. Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. It's game two of the National League Championship Series. Max Scherzer and Ian Anderson, the pitching matchup. First pitch from Atlanta coming up at 4:37.
David Vasse.
And now, what will likely be Vasse fielding insults from a Dodger player.
It's an engagement of endearment.
This is High and Tight.
Game two of the NLCS is getting ready to start, and we are joined right now by Dodgers third base coach Dino Ebel. Dino, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure to have me on here, Dave. Thank you.
I feel like you're kind of a victim of circumstance as a third base coach, because when things go right, nobody seems to mention Dino's name. But when something goes wrong on the bases, it seems like third base coaches are always the first one that the finger gets pointed to. But you were not to blame for what took place in the ninth inning. Chris Taylor admitted that he was overly aggressive and second-guessed himself. But what did you see on that play, and did you believe that he could have made it if he kept going?
Well, as a third base coach, Dave, that's part of the territory. I know that. I've been doing it for a long time. But we, you know, when the play developed last night and I saw, you know, I always keep my eyes on the runner's eyes. And if anybody ever needs help, I'm there to help them. But in that play last night, CT never looked at me. So I was getting myself in position to maybe look like to me he was coming to third base. And I was getting ready to be in a right position to either tell him to, you know, get down or stand, whatever Jock was going to do with the ball. But all of a sudden he stopped, and then, you know, everybody knows what happened. He got tagged out. But you know, I feel bad for Chris. Had a great night. You know, you can say that on a soft little you know, base hit from Bellinger, that if he kept going, it looked like he was going to make it, but he didn't. So he stopped. He tried to get back. It was too late. And you know, I know he feels bad, but today's another day. Turn the page, and we're going to get after it tonight.
Yeah. Speaking of Cody Bellinger, let's talk about something good. Game two of the NLCS. He's going to be starting tonight against the right-hander Ian Anderson. Can you just talk about the transformation you've seen in Bellinger the last month of the season?
Well, he's been working extremely hard, and, you know, guys in the batting cage all the time. He's working on his swing. You know, the guy had some injuries this year, and now, you know, it's a new season. Every at bat is you know, an at bat that can make a difference in a game, and so far he's been the guy up there that's got the big hits, and last night he came through again. So we all know Cody's you know, capabilities. The guy was a National League MVP, so tonight he's in the lineup, and hopefully he gets some good swings, barrel him up, and you know, make a difference.
Gavin Lux also has made a difference. How impressed have you been with the work that you have helped him to become an outfielder and keep his bat in the lineup on nights like tonight?
Oh, he deserves all the credit. You know, he's out every day. Clayton and I, our first base coach, you know, work with him all the time. It's just experience, getting a chance to get out there. We all know he's a tool player. He's got plus speed. He can run him down in center field. He's got a plus arm. Plus, at the plate, he's been doing a really good job. The Gavin that we know, putting the ball in play, getting some hits, and, you know, gets on base, he creates havoc. So he's done a tremendous job. I like what he's been doing, so he just has to keep it up, and he might get a chance here in the playoffs to show what he can do, and hopefully he will.
He has told me that he's a more calm player since getting recalled back. Have you seen that, and is that a big reason why he's been a better hitter?
Absolutely. Sometimes you have to go down and, you know, readjust, and he did that. And he came back with a good look on his face. He's working hard. He's hungry. He wants to stay here. We all believe in him as a staff, the organization, that this guy is going to be an everyday player in the big league. So, you know, Gavin deserves what he's getting right now, a lot of credit, and it's he's working hard to get it.
Dino Ebel, Dodgers third base coach, is our guest just in front of Game 2 of the NLCS. And, Dino, you do so much preparation before the first pitch is thrown. When you look at this Braves outfield, it seems like they're going with offense more than defense. Is that something you could take advantage of in this series?
Well, absolutely. We, as an organization, scouting reports, all our scouts, advanced reports, we go over them every day. The outfield that they're playing here in Atlanta, they play fairly deep, so we get a chance to score on a base hit. But all their outfielders have plus arms. I know what Jock can do. I've been with him couple of years. He can play left, center, and right. But Duvall and Rosario, you know, these guys can come off with good arms. They charge the ball well. So, yeah, depending on the situation of the game, how aggressive I'm going to be, you know, losing, winning, the scoreboard always dictates that. So, you know, we're always going to be aggressive and try to score one more run than the other team will.
All right, before I let you go, Max Scherzer on the mound tonight. We all know what type of competitor he is. Do you look at him in the eye before before the game, or as he walks by you, do you just put your head down?
That's a good one. I don't think anybody looks at his eyes, and he's this guy is a big-time gamer. He's focused, and I love it. He brings a lot of energy to this ball club, and during the game, it shows when he's on that mound, he's hungry to go after a win. So we're happy he's out there tonight. If we can leave here tonight going home with a win, we're going to be very happy.
All right, Dino, thanks a lot for the time, and a split would be nice. A happy flight is what everybody's expecting.
Absolutely. That's what we'll shoot for.
All right. The man, the best third base coach in baseball. He's the Dodgers' own, Dino Ebel. Tim, we'll send it back to you in the studio.
All right. Thank you, David. Get L.A. County Public Health support to stop smoking. Call 800-300-8086. Still to come, Charlie and Rick will get you the keys to the game. But up next, we're going to break down this pitching matchup as we are 15 minutes away from first pitch. Dodgers and Braves, game two of the NLCS. I'm Tim Case. It's the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
And down he goes. Yeah! Strikeout number 13 for Kershaw.
Don't miss a moment of Dodger coverage.
Right here on your home of the World Series champion Dodgers.
This is Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck.
It's game two of the NLCS. Dodgers and Braves. Dodgers down 0-1 in this best-of-seven series. First pitch from Truist Park in Atlanta, set for 437.
Come on and miss strike three.
And now before the blue hits the field, we take a look at the pitching matchup.
Presented by your Southern California Toyota dealers, Toyota certified used vehicles are in a league of their own because the best new cars make the best used cars. See your dealer for details. They make it easy. Max Scherzer on the mound. The 37-year-old right-hander was 15-4 with a 2.46 ERA this season. He last pitched on Thursday, earning the save in Game 5 over the Giants in the NLDS. In the postseason this year, 0-1 with the save with a 1.48 ERA in three games, two starts. In his career against the Atlanta Braves, remember, he pitched for the Nationals for many years, he is 10-9 with a 3.88 ERA, 185 strikeouts in 27 regular season games, including 25 starts. He is 3-3 with a 3.71 ERA. And six starts at Truist Park there in Atlanta. He last faced the Braves on September 1st at Dodger Stadium with the Dodgers when he struck out nine and allowed just only three hits in six scoreless innings and a no decision over the Braves. He is facing Ian Anderson, the 23-year-old right-hander. He was 9-5 with a 3.58 ERA and 24 regular season starts. Anderson won five straight decisions going back to August 29th against the Giants, compiling a 3.13 ERA over seven stretch start. He is 3-0 with a sub-1 ERA and five career postseasons. 23-year-old faced the Dodgers twice in the NLCS last season, taking two no decisions after throwing a combined seven innings and allowing just two earned runs. He fanned seven and walked seven in those two outings. So it's Max Scherzer and Ian Anderson. Game two of the National League Championship Series. Dodgers and Braves. Keys to the game are next. I'm Tim Cates, World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's game two of the NLCS on this Sunday afternoon. Dodgers and Braves. Dodgers down 0-1 in this best-of-seven series after getting walked off last night in game one. Max Scherzer on the mound for the Dodgers. Ian Anderson, the 23-year-old, will go for the Braves. First pitch from Truist Field is coming up at 4:38. So let's head back out to the booth, though. A final check-in with Charlie and Rick. Guys?
And now it's time for the keys to the game, brought to you by BMW. Now through November 1st, lease a 2022 BMW X3 S-Drive 30i for $489 per month for 36 months with $3,999 due at signing. Details at SoCalBMW.com. Dodgers down a game. They turn to their ace, Max Scherzer, who made 30 starts during the regular season against Ian Anderson, who was sensational for the Braves down the stretch. Scherzer, it should be noted, has faced the Atlanta Braves more than any other team in his career.
I think he's ready because Trey Turner was saying yesterday, he said Max Scherzer is already mad, and that's the way that he takes the mound, no question about it. So we're going to see about Scherzer, allowed just a 185 batting average against him. Going to be interesting to watch the matchup that he has against Freddie Freeman, because yesterday Scherzer was saying that Freeman, the best left-handed hitter that he has ever faced. How's Freeman done against Scherzer? Well, 234 in his career, 55 plate appearances, does have three home runs. On the flip side of the coin, the Dodgers have to make some adjustments to Ian Anderson. Yes, they beat him on June 4th, also in Atlanta. He was the starter and the loser, went just four and a third innings. But he's a guy, Charlie, I think he tries to keep the ball away from left-handed batters. After he shows it inside, Dodgers will have to make some adjustments, as they did last night, very early in the ball game against Max Fried and his curveball.
Pitching will no doubt be the name of the game again in the postseason. The Braves' ERA collectively 1.64. The Dodgers' team ERA is 2.05. And a final note about Freddie Freeman. In 1,596 career games, including 31 of the postseason, last night was just the 13th time in his career he struck out four times in a game. Lineups and first pitch. Scherzer and Anderson, the pitchers, coming up.
All right, first pitch from Truist Park in Atlanta coming up in just a couple of minutes. Remember, no Justin Turner in the lineup today. A stinger in his right neck, having some issues and mobility in his neck yesterday. Not in the lineup today. Instead, Chris Taylor will get the start at third base for the Dodgers. He is batting sixth. Mookie Betts leading off. Corey Seager at short. Trey Turner batting third at second base. Will Smith in the cleanup spot. Gavin Lux in center field. Chris Taylor, we just mentioned, batting sixth and playing third. Cody Bellinger's at first. A.J. Pollock in left. Max Scherzer, your starting pitcher. There's your lineup as the Dodgers get ready to go as they face Ian Anderson. Game two of the National League Championship Series. Dodgers get a win. Even up this best of seven series at a game apiece. A happy flight home for games 3, 4, and 5 beginning Tuesday at Dodger Stadium. First pitch from Atlanta is coming up next. Charlie and Rick have the call. I'm Tim Cates. It's been Morongo Casino. Dodgers on deck on the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Enjoy the game, Dodger fans.